Today, we'd like to see the title of relationships in the book of Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 to 9. To align with people on the earth, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 4, and you fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Why don't fathers provoke their children to wrath? And how could the fathers bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord? Question 2, in verse 8. Knowing that whatever good things anyone does, he will receive the same from the Lord, whether he is a slave or free. What does it mean? Last question 3 in verse 9, and you masters do the same things to them, giving up threatening, knowing that your own master also is in heaven, and there is no partiality with him. What does it mean? And how should the masters do good things to servants while their servants do good services as to the Lord, not to men? Life involves relationships, such as between humans and God, humans and humans, and humans and natures. In the last time, the relationship between wives and husbands were taught by Paul. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 20 to 23. Wives, submit to your own husband as to the Lord, because the husband is a head of the wife in creation, as also Christ is a head of the church, and he is the savior of the body. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25, husbands, love your wives just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her. Today, it regards verses 1 to 4, relationship between children and parents, and verses 5 to 9, relationship between servants and masters, or employees and employers. Verse 1, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Here, disciple Paul mentioned that in the Lord, obey your parents unless they are contrary to God's word. If a parent asked a child to steal or to be a prostitute, the child should not obey because of contrary to God's word. God said, don't steal, don't commit sexual immorality. So that's why shouldn't obey their parents. So obey your parents in the Lord, which meaning according to the God's word or God's merit, not in contrary to God's matter. Then verse 2, honor your father and mother, or honor your parents, which is the first commandment. First commandment in our relationship to each other. That is 10 commandments divided into first table of stone and second table of stone. The first table of stone regards our relationship with God. Number one, no other God before me. Number two, don't make idols. Number three, don't misuse God's name. Number four, keep the Sabbath. That's our relationship with God. Then on the second table of stone, first one, honor parents. That's why here is the first commandment. So honor parents. Then number two, don't murder. Number three, don't commit adultery. Number four, don't steal. Number five, don't make false testimony. The last one, don't covet. So our relationship to each other was written on the second table of stone of the Ten Commandments given by God to Moses. So Deuteronomy chapter 5 verses 1 to 21 talk about the Ten Commandments, or Exodus chapter 20 verses 1 to 17 as well. So Exodus chapter 20 verse 12, honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land, so your life would be long, which the Lord your God is giving you. Also Deuteronomy chapter 5 verse 16, honor your father and your mother, as the Lord your God has commanded you, that your days may be long, and that it may be well with you in the land which the Lord your God is giving you. The last portion is a promise. That's why we promise, God's promise, that it may be well with you. Whatever you are doing will be well done, and you may live long on the earth. Your life would be longer. So that's God's promise. Then verse 4, and you fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath or make your children angry. So how you make your children angry? First example, tease children to anger for parents' fun. That is make children to be angry. Second example, force children against their desire. So for example, the children want to be musicians, but the father or mother force them to be nurse and kind of thing. So that is resulting in the children's destruction over the relationship between parents and children. Also, the third example, force children beyond their ability. So even if children have a desire to become a musician, actually the children had no skill to play particular piano, so ability, beyond the ability, if a parent forced the children to become musician, particular pianist, so although the children has no ability to play piano at all, that also to result in the destruction of the relationship between parents and children. The last one, beyond their perseverance. Perseverance is in order to develop in a career, for example, pianist, consistency despite of difficulty, that is required. So beyond their perseverance also result in destruction, the relationship between parents and children as well. So how come God asked the parent, do not provoke your children to anger? Because that answer, Colossians chapter 3 verse 21, fathers, do not provoke your children lest they become discouraged. The children would be discouraged to keep the relationship between parents and children. That's why is not to discourage children, so you shouldn't provoke your children to anger. Then bring them up in the nurture. Nurture meaning training or taking care, and admonition. Admonition means cracking or rebuking kindly. So here, over the Lord. So over the Lord, which means training or caring, admonition, belonging to the Lord. Here, over the Lord, which meaning belonging to the Lord, not belonging to the world or other than the Lord. That is the word of God in the Bible. or parent testimonies about God. For example, parents, when during our difficult time, how the Lord, you know, worked, delivered us from the difficult time during my life. You know, that kind of testimony would be helpful for your children's training or godly caring. So that example, Psalm chapter 127, verse 3, here indicate children is gift, heritage. Look, children are a heritage from the Lord. So basically, children is a heritage, which meaning a person to take over your status. That means a heritage. So a heritage from the Lord. Also, the fruit of the womb is a reward. So the children is a reward from God to parents. So children never are possessed by parents at all. Children heritage rewards from the Lord as the fruit of the womb. So that's why so you children as a reward from the God, you should training them, taking care of them in the Lord, over the Lord. That's important. So this is example, Psalm chapter 71, verse 17, 18, Psalmist, O God, you have taught me from my youth, and to this day I declare your wondrous works. This psalmist said, you taught me, this psalmist, from my youth. Also, until now, so I declare your wondrous works. Now also, when I am old and gray-headed, O God, do not forsake me until I declare your strength to this generation, your power to everyone who is to come, so to future generation. So this psalmist likely ministry for word. That's why this generation, he declares the God's strength, so for future generation, God's power. Also, Psalm chapter 78, verse 4 and 5, we will not hide them. Them is, in this context, the word of God, from their children. So which meaning, we training children with the God's word. We will not hide them from their children, telling to the generation to come, to future generation to come, the praises of the Lord. So basically, this psalmist is teaching the children the praises of the Lord, Lord's praise, and his strength, so God's strength, and his wondrous works, God's wondrous works that God has done. For he established a testimony in Jacob. So this meaning how God had worked in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel. So basically, he taught the Lord to future generation or children, which he commanded our fathers that they should make them known to their children. So that example is King David. At the time of death, King David delivered the last word to his son Solomon. 1 Kings chapter 2, verses 1 to 4. Now the days of David drew near that he should die. And he charged Solomon, his son, saying, basically, King David charged Solomon, which meaning is maturing the Solomon, saying, I go the way all the earth. So which meaning I will die soon, as all people die. Be strong, therefore, and prove yourself a man. Be strong, a man. How? Here, verse 3. And keep the charge of the Lord your God. So God in charge of Solomon as a king. So that responsibility here, how to walk in His ways, in God's way, to care in His statutes, His commandments, His judgments like the case law, and His testimonies, how God worked through Israel people. As it is written in the law of Moses, that is the first five Moses' book, that you may prosper in all that you do and wherever you turn, that the Lord may fulfill His word which He spoke concerning me, so saying, if your sons take heed, pay attention to their way, how to walk before me, before God, in truth with all their heart and with all their soul. God said, you shall not lack a man on the throne of Israel. So if you care God's statute, God's word, so your throne will be forever. So that is the last word delivered to King Solomon. So it shows that the parents maturing, parents' son and Solomon right here. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31. For what? Therefore, whatever you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. That is important. Also, Philippians chapter 2, verse 13. For it is God who works in you both to will and to do for His good pleasure. So which meaning all Christians, the Christ lives in you in the form over the Spirit of Christ. That Spirit give you to will, give you desire. And that Spirit through you to work. For what? For His good pleasure, which meaning for God's glory, for God's glory. So that way, also the Bible, the listed breakdown of children and the parents is one mark of the breakdown society. If a breakdown is a husband and wife, so a husband should treat your wife as Christ. To treat the church, Christ gave His life for church. In a dead level, husband should love in a wife. Dead level highest, no higher than giving life to highest lover. Also, is wife should obey your husband, the Lord. So no higher than the Lord. That's the highest. Yeah. Which meaning both of them are after love, unconditional love. So after love, how measure even the heaven of heavens cannot contain Christ's love. So whatever you are doing still not enough to reach the love. So in that kind of love, ask it to husband and wife. If the breakdown of husband and wife, that means is a single parent in a breakdown of a society too. So that kind of is example, Romans chapter 1, verse 30 is saying that the least over a breakdown of a society, example, backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents. Right here, disobedient of parents is a mark of a breakdown of a society too. Also, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 2, for men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents here too, unthankful, unholy, right here. Then is now verses 5 to 9, the servant and master relationship. Today, we call employee and employer's relationship. Servants, be obedient to those who are your master. Here, servant, obviously, born-again Christian. Basically, Ephesians, the disciple is talking about the creature, Ephesian creature. Disciple sent this letter to Ephesians creature, so excluding non-creature. So servants, obviously born again Christian, Christian servant, be obedient to those who are your masters or your employers, according to the flesh, then meaning on the earth, as masters or employers, but brothers in the Lord. So according to flesh meaning in the flesh or on the earth, with fear and trembling, in singleness of a heart. Singleness heart meaning undivided heart, serving to the master. So for example, if you are working in a particular company, but you are the other way, you are working for another competitive company, that's a divided heart, you know, that is not right. That is loyalty. So while you are working time, you should work, you know, wholeheartedly to that company, that employer. So as to Christ, so obey employers as to the Lord, not to man. That is Colossians chapter 3, verse 23. And whatever you do, do it heartily, as to the Lord and not to man. So basically, Christian employee, disciple asked them, while you are working in a certain company, you should do heartily from whole heart as to the Lord, not to man in that way. Then is he explaining, verse 6, not with eye service as a man pleases. So your word or deed for God's glory, not for a big show. For example, only hard work before a boss, before a employee. So if an employee leaves from job place, so you might be lazy. That's not right. So, but doing the will of God from the heart, so hearty, sincere, loyal service is God's will. That is verse 7, with good will doing service as to the Lord and not to man. So servants or employers do good service to employers as to the Lord. How about employers? That is talking about C, verse 9. Employers, verse 9. Then verse 8, knowing that whatever good things anyone does, he will receive the same from the Lord. So here's the good in the sight of God. So whatever good things anyone does, he will receive the same, which means the same good thing from the Lord. So the good reward for good thing from the Lord will be received. Bad punishment for bad doing. If you are bad thing, so you will receive a punishment as a bad reward from the Lord. That is, whether he is a slave or a free, whether he is an employer or an employee. So that position really doesn't matter, because that position given by God. So at that position, you will receive a reward. That kind of example, talent, 5 talents given, the other one, 2 talents, 1 talent. But 5 talents works very faithfully. So 5 talents to make up, you know, profit. Also 2 talents only given by mass, only 2 talents, but works very hard, 2 talents given. But they'll reward the same thing, you know, good and faithful servant. So regardless of whatever you are given from the Lord, you may be a mother or a father, or you may be employer or employee. So really doesn't matter. So whatever given position, so God will reward whatever you do, you know, based on. If you are good thing, you will receive a good reward. If you are doing bad thing, you will receive a better reward or a punishment in that way. So here, John chapter 21, verse 21, 22, this one is Peter seeing him, seeing John, said to Jesus, "But Lord, what about this man? What about this John?" Jesus said to Peter, "If I will that he remain until I come, John remain until Jesus come. What is that to you? You follow me just now." Basically, Peter asked Jesus, "How about John?" But Jesus said, "Don't worry about John, you know, whether he stays until, you know, Jesus come in. You just follow me." Which meaning, whatever position is given, that's not your job, you know, given job. You just doing faithfully as to the Lord. You know, that's basically here. Then the verse 9, "And you masters, employees, do the same good things to them, to employees or servants, giving up threatening." Don't threaten your servant. If you do not overwork, yeah, I would fire you, you know, like that. You know, don't, you know, threaten them. "Knowing that your own master also is in heaven." Ultimate master, the Lord Jesus Christ, for the children of God. So, Colossians chapter 3, verse 25. "But he who does wrong will be repaid for what he has done, because there is no partiality." God is no favor or no respect of whatever position given. So it says you are just doing good thing, you know, to employer or to employee, depend upon your position. "Knowing that your own master also is in heaven, and there is no partiality or no respect with him." That one is the book of Acts, chapter 10, verse 34 as well. The Peter opened his mouth and said, "In truth, I perceive that God shows no partiality." Regardless of employer or employee, or high-paid employee or low-paid employee, it really doesn't matter. So this is like that. So is the Bible, you know, particularly said, you know, how should the employer treat employee? Employee treat employer as to the Lord, not to man. But how about employer? That one is we can see Philemon's letter. Philemon's letter in particular talking about that. "Even if they are your employees on the earth, or according to the flesh, or in the flesh, you should do good things to them as brothers in the Lord for his pleasure." That example is Onesimus. Onesimus as Philemon's slave, or Philemon's servant, stole something, and the latter become a Christian by Paul in prison. That's why Philemon chapter 1, verse 10, Paul said, "I appeal to you, Philemon, master, for my son Onesimus," which meaning my spiritual son, because the disciple delivered the gospel. Onesimus repented his unbelief and the still, you know, sin. Then he accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why here, disciple said, "My son, my spiritual son, Onesimus, whom I have begotten while in my chains," which meaning in my prison, "no longer here," verse 16, "no longer as a slave." Now Onesimus no longer as a slave, but more than a slave, a beloved brother now. A beloved brother, which means a beloved brother in Christ. Obviously, woman, a beloved sister in Christ. Especially to me, to Paul, but how much more to you? how much more to you, meaning Philemon. That time Philemon had a church at the Philemon's home church there. Philemon's for you. Both in the flesh and in the Lord. In the flesh meaning on the earth. So Onesimus was your slave in the flesh, as well as Onesimus' brother in the Lord too. Because Onesimus, your employee, but as well as the brother in the Lord. So here, both in the flesh and in the Lord. Yes, brother, let me have a joy from you, Philemon, in the Lord. You also, brother, you know, in the Lord, refresh my heart in the Lord in that way. So here, let's see each question. Question 1 in verse 4, and your father do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord. Why don't the fathers provoke their children to wrath? Because the children would be discouraged. So discouraged, resulting in the breakdown of parent and children relationship. That is an example breakdown over society. Then how could the fathers bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord? That is of the Lord, which meaning the Lord's matter, such as the Bible and the parent's testimony about God, not about you, about God. You know, that kind of really helpful. Then question 2 in verse 8. Knowing that whatever good things anyone does, he will receive the same from the Lord, whether he is a slave or free. What does it mean? Our God has no partiality over the human position. So no matter what your position given, employee or employer, you should do a good thing to employer or employee. Means so. Last question 3 in verse 9. And you, masters, employers, do the same thing. Same thing in the previous, same good things to them, giving up threatening, knowing that your own master also is in heaven, and there is no partiality with him. What does it mean? So is your master position is given by the Lord. At that position, you should do, you know, good things to your employers. All of them Christians. Here only limited Christians. So, and how should the masters do good things to servants, while servants do good services as to the Lord, not to man? That is, we see Philemon's, the masters should treat your employers as the brothers in the Lord, as the brothers in the Lord, although they are your employers on the earth according to flesh, but you should treat them as the brothers in the Lord. That is, in that way, any secular job place would become a sacred place for the kingdom of God in that way. So let's just sing song all together on bulletin. It's page 26. Mm-hmm.